G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Very good, thank you.
You heard from Kevin in Epsom, and he's got a three-month-old Labrador.
Yes.
And there's some food aggression involved here. What's it all about?
Yeah, this is a really interesting case. This really caused me to prick my ears and to really have a think about what the dynamics were. So we've got Kevin. He had, before this little Labrador who's 3 months old, he had a dog who was food aggressive. I think the dog lived for a long, long time, but that was a big issue for Kevin.
So can you explain what food aggression is?
So food aggression is often where a dog might have a bone, and if you come anywhere near them or another dog comes near them or a child comes near them, they might give a growl. If you keep proceeding forward, they might give a lip curl. If you continue to proceed and not listen to the warnings, they might, go to bite. And of course, your red zone is they get up and they actually launch and they bite. So there's different levels, and dogs always mostly give warnings. Some dogs don't, but most dogs will. So in this case, I think part of the issue is more Kevin than the three-month-old dog. And I'll tell you why. Kevin is terrified that this dog's going to turn into a food aggressive dog. So he's had a really bad experience, and he's been conditioned by how much stress and pressure that can be when you've got a dog in your home that has food aggression. So this little puppy, he's only 3 months old. Now, when he would be with his litter mates and the bowl, when they're weaning and they're now getting solid food, he would growl at the puppies around him to try and get access to more food. So it is a natural behavior around food time. But what I think Kevin's done here, he's tried to put in some exercises of taking the bowl away, putting his hand in the bowl, and trying to get his dog used to it, and it's actually drawing the aggression out. So what I would say to Kevin is, it's a great idea what you're trying to do, but let me give you a couple of suggestions about how you can do that better. If I was going to teach my puppy to let me take the bowl, what I would do is I would have two. And so my first bowl I would set down, I would let my puppy start eating, and I might have something a little bit more interesting in the second bowl. And then I would put the second bowl down. Puppies naturally think the grass is greener on the other side. So you're going to see puppy run across, and then I would pick up the first bowl. So what I want to teach my pup is that when you give up something, you're probably going to get something better. Then I would probably move on to just putting some chicken treats around the bowl so that I can then take the bowl away and give the bowl back. But I certainly wouldn't be doing a lot of that stuff. Most dogs will eat very happily by themselves. However, if this does become a big thing, I would recommend to Kevin, because he's got a past history, get a professional in to help him deal with that. And never, never, never use punishment when it's got something to do with aggression, because positive punishment and aggression will inflate the situation and you will actually create the aggression you're trying to avoid.
All right, great advice. If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again very soon.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.